Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be doing something a little different. We're not just talking about the usual tips and tricks, you know. We are going deep on this one. We're diving into a review of this online course called Affiliate One, and it's making some pretty big waves. A lot of these courses, you know, they promise the moon, but this review claims it actually delivered a whole new way to think about affiliate marketing. So I think whether you're just starting out or you've been doing this for a while, you're going to find something valuable here.
Yeah, for sure. What really caught my eye was that it's not just some theory. Like, the reviewer actually used what they learned, and they're breaking down how they got real results, like actual numbers.
Okay, so let's get into it. One thing that really stood out to me was this whole idea of chasing traffic. You know, that idea that more clicks equals more money. But the reviewer kind of hit a wall with that approach.
Right. And that's where Affiliate One comes in. They introduced this concept of micro-niching down. And I got to say, I found that pretty fascinating.
Okay, so what is that? Micro-niching down?
So instead of like targeting people who like fitness, you get way more specific. You're talking about yoga moms in suburban areas who are interested in organic protein powders.
Ah, okay. So instead of casting a giant net, you're getting laser focused.
Precisely. And the reviewer gives this perfect example with a meditation app campaign they were running.
Okay.
At first, they were targeting anyone interested in stress relief, which, as you can imagine, is a pretty massive audience.
Yeah, pretty much everyone these days.
Right. But Affiliate One taught them to like really hone in, to micro niche down. They focused on busy professionals working from home who struggle with anxiety.
Okay, so way more specific.
Exactly. And by tailoring the messaging and the ad creative to that specific group, their conversion rate jumped by over 40%.
Wow. That's huge. So it's not just about getting any traffic, it's about getting the right traffic.
100%. A smaller, highly engaged audience is often way more valuable than a large and different one.
Okay, this is making me rethink my whole strategy. Now, the reviewer also talks about this idea of building trust through content, but they take it a step further than the usual content is king stuff.
Right. They're talking about creating what they call solution-focused content.
Okay, what's that mean?
So it's not just about reviewing products. You're actually providing, like, in-depth guides, tutorials, resources, things that actually solve problems for your audience.
Ah, so instead of just saying, hey, this sleep mask is awesome, you'd create a whole guide on how to improve sleep hygiene.
Exactly. The reviewer gives this great example of a series of blog posts and videos they made, teaching people how to optimize their morning routines for productivity.
Okay.
And they weren't even directly promoting anything at that point.
Right, but I bet it built a ton of credibility with their audience.
Oh, absolutely. And later, when they did recommend products related to productivity and morning routines, people were way more receptive because they already saw the reviewer as a valuable resource.
Okay, I'm seeing a theme here. It's not about the hard sell. It's about building a relationship with your audience.
Exactly. Becoming a trusted advisor.
Okay, I love that.
Mm.
And this kind of ties into the next big takeaway from the Affiliate One review, which is the power of storytelling in email marketing.
Right. Everyone talks about the importance of building an email list, but the reviewer's approach is different.
Okay, I'm listening.
They talk about weaving personal anecdotes and experiences into their emails, almost like mini blog posts.
Interesting.
They actually call it infotainment.
Okay, infotainment. I like that.
Keep people entertained while subtly positioning product recommendations.
So instead of a subject line that's like, be why this now,
yeah,
it's more like, you won't believe what happened to me this morning.
Exactly. And then within the email, they share a story that naturally leads to a product recommendation. They gave this great example of promoting a language learning app.
Okay, so how'd they do that?
Instead of just listing features and benefits, they shared a story about their own struggles learning a new language, the embarrassing mistakes they made, and how this app helped them finally break through.
Ah, so it's about the journey, not just the destination.
Precisely. And the reviewer saw a huge increase in their open and click-through rates when they started doing this.
That makes a lot of sense. People connect with stories, not just sales pitches. Now, this all sounds amazing. But the reviewer also mentions that Affiliate One doesn't shy away from the tough stuff, like how to handle unsubscribes and manage expectations.
Right. They were initially devastated when people started unsubscribing.
Oh, yeah, I can relate to that.
But Affiliate One helped them reframe it, explain that not everyone who signs up is your ideal customer.
So it's better to have a smaller list of highly engaged subscribers who are actually interested in what you're offering.
Exactly. And the course actually encourages you to think of unsubscribes as an opportunity to refine your targeting, to make sure you're attracting the right people.
That's a great reminder that building a successful online business, especially with affiliate marketing, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Couldn't agree more. It's all about patience, persistence, and constantly refining your approach.
Okay, I love that. So speaking of refining your approach, let's move on to the next big takeaway from this Affiliate One review. One of the things that really surprised me about this Affiliate One review was how they approach organic traffic. It's not just about like SEO and keyword stuffing. They actually teach you how to create these things called content pillars.
Yeah, the content pillars. That was a game changer for me too.
Okay, so what are they?
So basically they help you shift from thinking about like individual blog posts or videos to creating these comprehensive content hubs that cover everything about a specific topic.
Yeah, I think I'm following you. So instead of writing one article about the best running shoes, you create a whole series of articles, videos, maybe even an ebook or a course, all about running.
Exactly. You could have one article about choosing the right shoes, another about preventing injuries, another about training for a marathon. And all these pieces link back to each other. So you're creating this web of valuable content that keeps people engaged and coming back for more.
That's so smart. So you're not just attracting random visitors, you're building a loyal audience of people who are really interested in that topic.
Exactly. And the best part is Affiliate One actually gives you frameworks and templates for creating these content pillars.
Okay, so it's not just theory. They give you the tools to actually do it.
Right. They even give you a checklist to make sure you're covering all the bases.
Now that's what I call actionable advice.
Yeah.
But creating all this content sounds like a ton of work. Did they talk about how to manage that?
Yeah, they actually address that directly. They emphasize the importance of repurposing content.
That's smart. Work smarter, not harder.
Right. So instead of creating everything from scratch, you learn how to take one piece of content and turn it into multiple formats.
Okay, give me an example.
So let's say you have that blog post about running shoes. You could turn that into a YouTube video, an Instagram post, a series of tweets, maybe even an infographic.
Oh, wow. So you're squeezing every drop of value out of your content.
Exactly. And Affiliate One gives you specific strategies and tools for doing this effectively. They even give you scripts for turning blog posts into videos and vice versa.
Okay, this is blowing my mind. It's like a content creation machine.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, with all this talk about traffic and content and strategy, it's easy to get caught up in the technical side of things and forget about the human element.
You're so right. And that's something else the reviewer highlighted about Affiliate One. It's not just about strategy. It's about cultivating the right mindset.
Okay, tell me more about this mindset stuff. Sometimes it feels a little vague.
Well, the reviewer specifically talked about how Affiliate One helped them overcome their fear of failure. You know, that feeling of, what if this doesn't work?
Yeah.
Or what if people hate my content?
Oh, yeah. I think we all struggle with that.
For sure. And the course encourages you to see failure not as a setback, but as a learning opportunity.
I love that.
They actually have a whole module on analyzing your failures, figuring out what went wrong, and using that to improve your next attempt.
So it's like they're saying, hey, it's okay to mess up as long as you learn from it.
Exactly. And the reviewer shared this story about how they launched a product campaign that totally flopped.
Oh, no.
But instead of getting discouraged, they used what they learned in Affiliate One, analyzed their mistakes, tweak their strategy, and relaunch the campaign. And this time, it was a huge success.
That's so inspiring. It's a good reminder that building a successful business isn't about being perfect. It's about being persistent and always trying to improve.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And this kind of ties into another key mindset shift the reviewer talked about, the importance of patience. Affiliate marketing is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It takes time to build an audience, establish trust, and see results.
This is so important for people here, especially if they're just starting out.
Definitely. It's easy to get discouraged when you don't see instant results.
For sure.
And Affiliate One addresses this head-on. They teach you how to set realistic expectations, track your progress, and celebrate small wins along the way.
Love that. So it's about setting yourself up for success, not just in terms of strategy, but also in terms of mindset. Now, let's get practical for a minute. Did the reviewer talk about any specific tools or resources they use in their business?
Absolutely. They have a whole module on essential tools and resources. It covers everything from email marketing platforms and keyword research tools to graphic design software and social media scheduling apps.
So it's like a one-stop shop for everything you need to get started and grow your business.
Exactly. And they even give you discount codes and exclusive deals for some of the tools.
Oh, that's awesome. Saving money is always a good thing. And I know we've talked a lot about the technical and strategic stuff, but what about the community aspect? Did the reviewer mention anything about that?
Oh, yeah. And this is one of the things that really stood out to me. The reviewer raved about the Affiliate One community, said it's one of the most supportive and helpful online communities they've ever been a part of.
So it's not just about the course material, it's about the network and support you get from other members.
Exactly. They have a private forum where people can ask questions, share wins, get feedback on their campaigns, even collaborate on projects together.
That's incredible. It's like having a built-in support system to help you navigate all the ups and downs of building a business.
Right. And the reviewer said they've actually made some really good friends through the community. They do virtual co-working sessions and mastermind groups together.
Wow, that's amazing. It really makes you feel like you're part of something bigger than yourself.
For sure. It really speaks volumes about the value that Affiliate One provides beyond just the course content.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, but I'm curious. Did the reviewer talk about like how to actually choose which products to promote? That feels like a pretty big decision.
Yeah, that's huge. And the reviewer actually emphasized how Affiliate One helped them move beyond just chasing the highest commissions.
Okay, so it's not just about grabbing whatever pays the most.
Nope. They encourage you to take a more holistic approach. They have this framework called the Triple Alignment Test.
The triple alignment test.
Yeah.
What's that?
So it helps you evaluate products based on three things: passion, audience, and profitability.
Okay, so first off, you gotta actually care about the product.
Right. Would you recommend it to a friend, even if you weren't getting paid?
Makes sense.
Then there's the audience alignment. Does this product solve a problem for your target audience? Does it meet their needs?
Yeah, if you're promoting stuff that's not relevant to your audience, you're not gonna get very far.
Exactly. And then finally, there's the profitability factor. Does the product offer a decent commission structure? Is it priced appropriately for your audience?
So it's like finding that sweet spot where your interests, your audience's needs, and the potential for profit all line up.
Exactly. And the reviewer gave this example where they were promoting this product that had a high commission rate, but it wasn't a good fit for their audience.
Oof. I mean, that didn't go too well.
Not really. They made a few sales, but they felt kind of sleazy about it, and their audience wasn't engaged.
Yeah, that's not a good feeling.
So they went back to the drawing board, used the triple alignment test, found a product they were actually passionate about, and it was a much better fit for their audience. They ended up having way more success in the long run.
This is making me realize that affiliate marketing is a lot more nuanced than people think. It's not just about slapping a link on your website and calling it a day.
Definitely not. And that actually leads to one of the final points the reviewer emphasized. You got to treat affiliate marketing like a real business.
Okay. So what does that actually look like?
Well, they talked about the importance of setting clear goals, tracking your income and expenses, even reinvesting some of your profits back into the business.
So it's not just about making money, it's about building something sustainable.
Exactly. The reviewer actually used some of their early earnings to invest in a course on email marketing, and it helped them grow their business even more.
That's awesome. It shows that treating it like a business can really pay off. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I got to say, I'm super impressed with this Affiliate One review. It's not just surface level stuff. They really go deep on mindset, strategy, and the practical details of building a successful business.
I agree. It's clearly not your average marketing course.
I think what resonates with me the most is this focus on authenticity and building real relationships with your audience. It's not about tricking people into buying stuff. It's about providing value and becoming a trusted resource.
Yeah, that's a message that goes way beyond just affiliate marketing. It's important for anyone building an online business or even just navigating the online world in general.
So as you think about your own approach to your online business, or even just your online presence, ask yourself, am I providing real value? Am I being authentic? Am I building relationships based on trust?
Those are some great questions to reflect on.
And if you're looking for a framework to help you answer those questions, the insights from this Affiliate One review might be a good place to start. All right, folks, that's it for this deep dive. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep exploring.